What if smell was incorporated into the commercials for the cars that we were just talking about? We certainly know scent unlocks a wide range of emotions and memories. Perfume advertisers totally get this. They've been tapping into it for a long time. Think of the scratch and sniff spots on perfume ads and magazines. Well, while using smell in a car commercial might be a little too much, a University of Michigan marketing professor decided to see if using smell would be effective in food advertisements. Aradhana Krishna is an expert in sensory marketing, and she joins us now from Singapore, where she is doing research. Very good to have you with us on Stateside.
Oh, I'm very happy to be on Stateside, Cindy.
So tell us about your study. What was it you were trying to prove?
So one thing I noticed, Cindy, was that food ads don't typically mention smell. And I started thinking a little bit about that, and I realized that unlike smell ads, so ads for perfumes or ads for deodorants, which can have scratch and sniff ads, it's difficult for food ads to do the same. So you brought up scratch and sniff ads earlier. The difficulty is it's not easy to replicate the smells of foods.
Hmm.
So then I started thinking that, in fact, smell is such an essential component of taste. We know that smell, to a large extent, determines what the taste is. Then how is it that smell is not being utilized in food ads? So again, the thing is, it can't be incorporated through scratch and sniff ads. And I started thinking, but what about olfactory imagery?
When you say, when you say olfactory imagery, what does that exactly mean?
Okay, so when we say olfactory imagery, we mean that, you think of visual imagery. So visual imagery is common. So can you imagine a horse, or can you imagine the picture of a horse in your mind? So in your mind, can you imagine a horse or a sunset or a blue car? And people are easily able to do that. So there's never been a question about whether people can visually imagine objects. But there was within the academic literature, there was this doubt about whether olfactory imagery exists. And so can people imagine the smell of popcorn? Can people imagine the smell of their mom or of their husband or their loved one? So can they just imagine the smell? So that's what we were going after. So we started studying, imagining smelling food result in the same sort of desire for food as actually smelling the food can do.
And that certainly would have big consequences for the food advertising industry.
That can have very big consequences for the food advertising industry. And, you know, and since we are at the University of Michigan and we wanted to do, you know, rigorous work, we wanted to see how exactly we should measure this desire for food. So we did it in two different ways. So one was a more physiological non-conscious measure, which is through salivation. So we were actually measuring how much people salivate after doing this, engaging in this olfactory imagery versus not engaging in this olfactory imagery. And then the second thing was a self-reported desire for food. And a third way we measured it was actual a consumption of cookies itself.
All right. So what did you find?
So our results were very interesting. So, for example, in the salivation studies, we found that when people are asked to imagine the scent, salivation goes up. So let's say there are two sets of subjects, so two sets of people who are in this experiment. And one set of people are not asked to imagine scent. The second set of subjects are indeed asked to imagine the scent, the smell of the cookie. And both are given access to the picture. We find that salivation is much higher. So they're drooling over that cookie much more if they're asked to imagine the scent. And we were actually measuring the salivation in grams. And we were saying, you know, like, how much is it going up? And it was going up by quite a lot. It was quite different between people who were asked to imagine the scent versus not.
Aradhana, what do you think your research could tell advertisers? As far as what do you think would be the elements of an effective food advertisement? If I want to sell my hamburger to the public and get everybody to come buy my hamburger, what would be the elements then of an effective ad?
So what the research shows is, so firstly, you do need access to the picture. So what we would say is, in print ads, for example, if people do somehow encourage the consumer, the reader, to imagine the smell of the food, it would go a long way in increasing the desire for that food. So it will make people want it and go and buy it to a much larger extent, versus if somehow the ad is designed in such a way that nobody is even thinking about smell. So if somehow you can make people try to imagine the smell, it will really help you. But if it's a radio ad where there's no picture, it would only be, so if asking people to imagine smell would be useful for people who intrinsically are very good at imaging. So it could work for those people, but not for everybody.
It certainly seems when I'm thinking of advertisements, you think of they're summoning the taste of the food rather than
right.
the smell. So you're giving advertisers a new tool, if you will.
Well, I hope so.
Interesting research. University of Michigan marketing professor Aradhana Krishna, expert in sensory marketing, and her study finds invoking the imagined smells of a food can trigger quite an increased desire for that food. Thank you so much for talking with us, Aradhana. It was fascinating research.
Thank you, Cindy.